Yo, what's up? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? It's the King, MD3. What's going on, motherfuckers? Ooh, can't start with a curse word real quick. No, I'm just messing with you guys. How are you guys doing? I've missed this. I've missed you. I've missed everything about my podcast, Walk and Talk. I got a lot of wonderful people here with me, and they're amazing, amazing people. I met them here at Drexel, and they're my very two close friends here. We got Nicola Armagnon, Evan Kleiman? Yeah, hell yeah, Kleiman. All right. They're just going to introduce themselves real quick, and then we're going to get started on a little pod for you guys. So go ahead, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? My name is Nicola Armagnon from Northern Italy. No, just kidding. North Jersey up in Stewartsville, Warren County area. I'm a pre-junior here at Drexel University, majoring in business analytics and marketing, and a minor in finance.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Look at that shit. You vibing. Go ahead, Evan. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Evan Kleiman from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania.
Monco.
Oh, yeah.
Represent.
I am a pre-junior as well and a finance and business analytics major.
Yo, you guys are good people, man. I love it. I love it. Yo, so what's going on? Like, business guys, were you guys on co-op? What are you guys doing? You guys are just relaxing?
Yeah, so I'm on my second co-op right now with Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Out in Fort Washington.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's real close to my house.
So I'm on the portfolio and project management team. So I'm 3 months in, halfway done.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been going real well. I like it a lot.
That's good, man. I'm glad. I'm glad you're getting through. And you in classes?
I'm in classes right now. Yeah. Interviewing and hoping that I get these qualified alternatives.
Ooh, yes, I know that. Well, those are the words of a co-op student, if you're asking me. Yeah, so, like, how was your guys' break? What were you guys doing up to? Like, yo, you went skiing, didn't you?
Went skiing up in Vermont.
Yeah.
Hit up Killington, you know, shred some slopes with my dear cousin Anthony.
my roommate, my fellow roommate.
But yeah. No, overall it was a fun time. We were up there with the family.
That's good. You spent Christmas there?
Yep.
Okay.
We were there for the whole week. Spent Sunday to Saturday there.
Yeah.
Hit the slopes 3 times.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was my first time up in Vermont, so it's really exciting. Really fun.
I think we're planning a trip to go to Vermont. Like Anthony, me, like Jack, Sam. Like all of our friends.
Yeah, that's
just going up there.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I don't know. Anthony said we're staying at your uncle, his uncle's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's up there. He's up by Killington as well, I believe.
Yeah, he seemed pretty close. I forget where he said it was, but I've never been to Vermont, and I want to, like, go snowboard.
Totally different.
I snowboard, so yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Totally. I'm assuming you've been to, like, Blue Mountain.
Yeah, Blue, Dumb Bear Creek. I've been to Elk in the Poconos. You laugh. Bear Creek is like, woof. But it's like, it's fun. It's got like cool lodge.
Killington was my first mountain, like outside of,
PA?
The Poconos.
Or,
yeah, outside of PA too. But,
yeah.
Totally different experience than skiing out at Blue.
Yeah, it's true. You know? Like, I want to go, like, Colorado and, like, stuff. Yeah. Like, that would be so cool. Yeah. Go out to Vail.
Or Anthony, when he went out to Cali and his uncle went out.
Yeah, he went to Jackson Hole.
Right. My uncle, sorry.
Yeah.
Jackson
Your uncle, his dad, but yeah, that's so cool though. Did you ski on Christmas?
Yeah,
like on
skied Christmas Day. We skied the day after we got up to Vermont. We skied on Christmas Day, and we skied the day after Christmas. And dude, all 3 days was empty. I think we waited either for a lift or a gondola about 5 minutes max.
Yeah. Dude, that's...
We both had GoPros on. We were taking some sick vids.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw some of the pictures. Do you board or ski or anything?
I ski. Okay. I've been to Okemo a couple times. And,
oh, yeah?
Stratton. But other than that, mostly just local Blue or Bear.
Yeah,
just...
Blue or Bear. Yeah, here. What'd you do for break?
I mostly just watched a shit ton of movies, but I also went to...
Sounds like a great break to me.
Hit up Nashville over New Year's. Because
I went to Nashville?
One of my friends turned 21 on New Year's Eve. So that we stayed there for, like, a good 4 days.
Whoa, dude, so you stayed, like, you were in Nashville, like, overnight, like, ball drop all midnight. Oh, dude, that's such a cool place to be for New Year's.
Yeah, we hit some bars, and they call them, like, honky-tonks, where they're, like, actually, like, live bands on every floor of a bar.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I wish, like, Philly had stuff like that, but they have a jazz bar in Philly and, like, you know, Howl at the Moon, if you've been there, like... It's kind of live, but most of the bands usually suck. So it's like, but I feel like in Tennessee, like, it's just so much more like, like there, like you're there for that experience.
And like every floor was a different band. They're all singing different music, and every one of them was amazing too.
Yeah.
So it was pretty lit.
Yeah. Did you see any like weird Southerners? Oh, like any like southern people that are like.
Well, the crazy thing was, it was
maybe like incestual. No, I'm just kidding. Like, no.
Well, like, we're walking down the streets of Nashville, and it's like about the same weather as it is here right now, because it's just crazy weather right now.
Yeah.
But I want to say, like, I was wearing like pants and like a t-shirt, but then there's also people wearing like winter hats and winter coats and winter gloves, and I'm like, all right, they're probably from like literally Alabama. they don't know how to deal with cold weather, and they think that Nashville at 60 degrees is cold.
Yeah, but it's like really nice outside. Like,
it's so nice right
now. It's been nice.
I've never been, so
I went to Tennessee over the summer. Mm-hmm. Like, we went on a hiking trip in the Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in freaking Gatlinburg, right? And Gatlinburg is like the town right side out of Smoky Mountains, like right side out of the national park. And it is so weird. Like, so you have this beautiful like park with like filled with nature and like all these like trees and like bears and like just like absolutely gorgeous, like the mountains and everything. And then you get to like Gatlinburg, and it's just like the boardwalk down the Jersey Shore. Like, you have all of these fast food restaurants, rides, mini golf courses, literally these bars. There's places you could go, and we did it actually. We did like a moonshine testing, and they just line up all these like moonshine glasses with all these different flavors of moonshine, and you're just like, and the bartenders are supposed to be like weird or whatever. I don't really know. They're like supposed to be like somewhat inappropriate, and they're like trying to make these jokes, and like I was like looking at like Jack and like Kyle's like, like, just give me my drinks. Like, and moonshine is a heinous drink. Did you try it when you were there?
It hits different.
Tastes like gasoline. Oh, like,
okay. They literally tell you not to smell it before you drink it.
Yeah.
They're like, you just gotta drink it and then
the best. Yeah. It's just like, you're just like, oh, like, it's brutal. But yeah, it was really cool. Tennessee's a cool place to be. I want to go to Nashville. Like, go see the honky tonks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's fun though.
Yeah, it must be like lit in Nashville because of the Titans and stuff too.
Oh yeah. Everyone was talking about it because it was right before they played the Patriots, and everyone's like, yeah, we're gonna beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
And we're all just like, oh, okay, sure, we'd love to see that as Birds fans, but I don't know if it's actually gonna come out true. But
yeah,
they did it, and we're all real happy about it.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, I believe.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Beast.
Literally a beast among
another big game yesterday.
Yeah, honestly, they just beat the Ravens, who I thought were actually going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were the favorite, I'm pretty sure.
Now I kind of want the Titans to win the whole thing. Yeah, I'm just saying. Since the Birds are out.
I think they got all the momentum for them, right, like, going for them right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's the underdog. It's like their own underdog story, in a way. Like, you beat the Pats. You know, you beat the number one seed in their house. You know, Henry has 200 yards and a passing touchdown, which is freaking insane. Which is so weird, but, I'm excited to see what comes out on top this year. It's gonna be a different Super Bowl, very different.
Who are you going for today?
Who's playing today?
Who we got? Chiefs, Texans.
Chiefs and Texans are playing first.
I have a soft spot for Andy Reid, so probably Chiefs, and then the Packers and
Seahawks.
I love that rematch. I don't really like the Seahawks because of J.D. Von Clowney, but that's it. I like Russell Wilson.
Me too. I also like Aaron Rodgers, though.
Yeah, I like Aaron Rodgers.
Hoping for a good game.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for a good game for both. I like the Niners from the NFC. I want them to make to the Super Bowl. I just kind of like
Garoppolo
like and Bosa and Kittle. Like, they're monsters. So, I'm excited for that. Did you go to any hockey games over break? Or no? Did you go to the Flyers game? You did, right?
Yeah, he went.
I was over break. Over break, I don't think so, but on Thursday, rivalry matchup, New York Rangers, New Jersey Devils.
Oh, yeah, you went to MSG.
At the Garden.
Yeah.
At the Garden.
That was a fun. Oh, I should include, these guys are both hockey players, so that's why I'd asked. It was just a very out of context thing, no introduction to my hockey question. They're both hockey players.
Yeah. We've both been playing for a while now. I think I started skating when I was 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Same deal for me.
Yeah. You guys, dude, that's fun. I like being from like a, you know, a one. Did you always play just hockey, or did you play other sports
too? Yeah, I played others. So I played like baseball, a little bit of basketball here and there, but hockey was my number one sport.
Yeah.
Hockey was always my number one sport too. I played roller hockey, played ice hockey, but like, then I also did, with high school, I did like musicals and shit like that too.
Oh yeah. I did that my senior year. My brother, he was like the lead in like most of them, because he's really talented, like more talented than me in all those theater aspects. But I did senior year for fun, and
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Like, we had a good time.
Whole different kind of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I had a part. They, like, emailed me about, like, a part, and I was, like, ecstatic. I had one line. I was a chauffeur, so I dressed up in this, like, chauffeur costume, and, like, I don't remember what my one line was, but it was to my brother. So that was cool, like, for my senior year, like, I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed that. I didn't know you did shows.
Yeah, yeah. I did it mostly in, like, middle school and a little bit in high school, too. But I've always, like, followed you. Like, went to Broadway and, like, yeah, seen shows with my grandparents and parents and stuff like that. It's very different, but it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. It is. You guys are, I mean, when do you guys still in the beer league for hockey?
Yeah. Yeah.
When are your games?
Dude, I want to come watch.
Tuesday. Come out.
Tuesday? What time?
Probably game. I think it's like 10:30.
I might come out. Yeah, because it depends on how much work I have. Because like work has been up my, you know, my homework has been up my butt.
I mean, getting back to the garden. If you've never been.
Yeah, I've never been in the garden. I've been outside like so many times because I take the train in New York right outside Penn Station.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the garden for like back in the day for a WWE matchup.
What?
And
who'd you see when you went to WWE? You see The Rock?
No, it was. Who was it? It was like Randy Orton and CM Punk. Like
RKO, baby.
Those days, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When they were big. But,
that's cool.
But, like, that was my first time there for a hockey game, and atmosphere was insane.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, especially Devils-Rangers game. I'm a New Jersey Devils fan. They lost 6-3 that night, but it was a good game.
That sucks, but it was a good game. It was close.
Yeah.
Until the end, maybe.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was 3-3 going.
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to say. It was a 3-3.
Yeah, it was towards the end of the second period, I believe. Then they took the lead, and Devils had to do a little, goalie change. And
it didn't really work out.
It worked out for the second guy, but, you know, our first goalie let in 5 goals. So.
True, true.
What are you going
to
do? It happens.
Yeah, that stinks. I want to go to the Garden to go see a game because, everyone says, like, the atmosphere of that place is absolutely
phenomenal. I mean, I thought that Devils-Rangers was always a crazy, crazy rivalry, but we were talking to some of the guys that we were sitting next to, and on Monday, the Islanders are going there, and they said that's even more, it's even more crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazier.
Yeah, I would love to see that. That'd be really cool. Yeah.
You've also seen Billy Joel at the Garden, right?
Yeah.
You went to a concert at the Garden?
I went to a concert at the Garden.
Billy Joel. That's pretty cool.
Classic.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was really nice. That was probably one of the best live concerts I've been at.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it just like...
I forget what it is. I think it's like... He does them on like Thursday nights, right? Which is kind of cool. But,
Thursday nights?
Yeah, my
it's random, but okay.
A bunch of my buddies from home are going in March, and it's literally my last week of co-op.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't want to... Like, I didn't know what to do, whether I should go with them, which would have been sick, because it's like 10 of us that would have been going, but... Yeah. This is my last week of co-op. I didn't want to take, like, my second to last day off.
That's true. I understand.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I saw him once, and he always has... What's cool about his concerts is that he always has, like, special guests come out and, like, midway through. I forget that.
Do you remember? I was going to ask you. Do you remember
who it was? Yeah, I always forget who the guy is, but it's like a famous, like, rock song, and he came out, and Billy Joel and the guy were just...
Just jamming? You know,
special guests were just jamming out.
I love that.
But, like, it's totally different from... I don't know, it's just, everyone's kind of just, like, up and dancing, you know, whether they're up in the nosebleeds or they're down right in front of them.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were a Billy Joel fan.
Yeah, I like to listen to everything.
Yeah, well, I do too, but, like, that was kind of random.
Yeah. You know, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you gotta be a fan of that.
Be a fan of that.
Yeah, true, dude.
But no, yeah. I mean, probably my dad listens to him, so.
Okay, well, that makes sense. You know. Yeah, my God. Talking to like two of the most Italian people I know right here, so literally, what you're fluent, right?
I'm fluent
because your mom was born there.
Yeah, my mom was born there. My grandparents still live there. My uncle still lives there. So you know, growing up, like every summer, we traveled over there, spent time with our family.
Yeah. Well, you go.
Yeah.
Frequently. Yeah. Have you been to Italy?
I've been once, but like we visited a few cities there.
Okay.
My family's very South Philly Italian.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta love them. So gabagool.
The money gods.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome though. Do you go like to South Philly ever and like go to like Termini's or Santucci's?
My family is actually Santucci's.
What? Yeah. Yo, what? Whoa. Hold on. Yeah. All right, go ahead. You gotta tell me now.
So my grandfather, he owned a deli, but I think it was one of his brothers.
Okay.
Is Santucci. So it's like, it was...
Yo, no so freaking like
that chain is actually my family's chain.
Yo, this shit's awesome. I love that place. Their pizza is so good. Like, I get their pizza all the time. Like, our family loves that pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's good. And we always go to the one in South Philly because we know that my mom, she knows the Termini's. Yeah. So the, bakery right down the street. Mm-hmm. So we'll go and, like, we'll go get a pie, you know, chill with the South Philly Lils for a little bit, you know, eat, you know what I'm talking about. And then you eat the, you know, their pizza's good. Ooh, it's good. It's crunchy. I love the square pie. Mm-hmm. Sauce on top. Mwah, mwah. And then, you know, we'll go get cannolis at Termini's.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is, like, the... Dude, that's so cool. So, I'm, like, baffled. But, yeah, my family, they... the Consolos, they used to have a bakery in... I think it was East Falls or Roxboro or something mm-hmm. like that. Way a while back. It wasn't, like... Like, it was, like, closed down before I was born, I think. But mm-hmm. it's pretty cool because, like, I just remember, like... My dad always tells me, like, the tomato pie and, like, the pepperoni bread and, like, yeah, all yeah. that stuff. So, yeah. It's cool to have, like... My grandma used to have a pasta shop, I think, too, somewhere in Philly. And it's cool to have, you know, your Italian name. But that's amazing. Santucci is so good. Yeah. But where did you go? Where did you go in Italy? Like, where did you go?
I went to Rome, Florence, and Venice.
Okay. Those are beautiful places.
The classic places to visit.
Yeah. And you go back, what, once a year?
Yeah, at least once a year. And then once... Once my sister was born and my grandparents wanted to see, you know, something, change in scenery, we started, like, alternating years. So we'd go one summer, they'd come here one summer. So
that's cool. Yeah.
So my grandparents are actually here over this summer. And, you know, mm-hmm. we did a few, like, local trips here and there to, like, Washington, D.C. because my grandfather likes to see all that stuff, hit up all the, you know, the Space Museum. And
yeah, that's that's cool. All those things. That's nice, man. And, like, I wish I could go to Italy, yeah. like, every year. That'd be so nice.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so northern Italy, my mom's from one of the biggest lakes in Italy. It's called Lake Garda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it. A lot of people are familiar with Lake Como, but...
Yeah.
Well,
did you say some of your family is from Calabria?
Calabria, yeah, my grandfather.
Okay, that's where my grandmother's from.
Yep, mm-hmm. Calabria, yep. Yeah. He's from this small town called Acri. It's like in the peak of a mountain.
Okay.
And they're actually down there right now because his whole family lives down there, and then my grandma's from the north, so her whole family lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Lives up there, so yeah, I mean, when when we'd go there, we'd split time. Half mm-hmm. of the time would be up in north, and then the other half would be down in Calabria. But honestly, yeah. I don't know what happened there because the past like 8 years, I've only seen the north. I haven't been down to the south.
Yeah, maybe something happened, man. Who knows? But my mom, she's from Luzi.
Yep.
Yeah, and she always tells me about this story about this goat that would follow her around. She was walking to school one day. She was walking to school one day, and the goat was following her to school, and she's like, "Go home, like go home," and like the goat. Just kept going, so then she had to take the goat back and just make sure the goat got home safely.
Yeah, you see a lot of animals. You know, a lot of people, like, if you're living up in the mountains, they always have cows running around, and like
yeah.
you see like the dogs trying to like just keep them all in their spot. And,
yeah, of course, you know they
it's fine. I mean, you see a lot
cattle
know?
Dogs.
I have my motorcycle license, so when I go over there, I usually just ride around.
Do you actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. You just cruise around.
Yeah, you
cruise around. You have a leather jacket.
Leather jacket, yeah.
Oh, dude, Italian, you're living the Italian lifestyle.
Italian flag helmet.
You like riding through the mountains with like...
Riding through the mountains.
Riding through your mountains with a leather jacket and a motorcycle. The Italian mountains. God damn.
Yeah, some nice leather boots, blue jeans.
Oh, shit. Dude, you're an Italian stallion. That's literally what you're describing
but,
right now.
But the, but yeah, I mean, when I, over, I was actually there in between classes and before I started co-op.
Yeah.
So, the,
did you see some friends?
Yeah, I saw some friends. I got a lot of friends there because, you know, the street that my mom grew up on,
mm-hmm.
right? She had a lot of friends there, like, growing up, too. So, now it's all those, like, all the people that live on that street are all grandparents. So, like, once all their kids come back, now they have kids, so... Dude, I was able to make friends through all
do
my
friends. Do you have, like, a WhatsApp group chat with those,
yeah,
those
yeah.
dudes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know.
All the time,
what's
bro.
That? That's, like,
all
the European
time.
Way, man.
They love it.
Yeah.
Instagram, too, is a big thing over there.
Really?
They love Instagram.
Yeah. Did you go out over there? Like, didn't you,
yeah.
like, go to some bars? And you
hell
see,
yeah,
like, the freaking AC Milan goalie, like, pull
yeah.
up in, like, a Porsche?
Pull up in a freaking white, beautiful Porsche. The dude was like 18 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, he's, like, such a young... He's supposed to be a stud. I don't even know what he's doing now. I don't
yeah.
even know if he starts
yeah,
or anything.
I honestly don't even know, but yeah, he was at, like, some yacht club there, and everyone just kind of, like, they were, like, They didn't even, like, yeah. No one saw him. They just knew, like, his car. It was like, I was like, they're like, yo, look who it is. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They're like, that's his car. I'm like, that's whose car?
that's but no, so cool.
Yeah, the bar life down there is it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. We got some city dogs interrupting us right now. Yeah. You hear them? There's always dogs fighting outside. But that's cool. You said you watched a lot of movies over break. Like, what movies did you watch?
Oh,
do you see Star Wars?
I have not seen Star Wars yet, but
that is just terrible. So
yeah, I was not trying to go out of my way to pay for that kind of movie, but I saw Knives Out, which was amazing.
Knives Out? Oh, that's the one with Daniel Craig.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, Captain America, right?
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he's an investigator, Daniel Craig, right? And they're investigating a murder or something like that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be one of those top movies of the year kind of thing.
Yeah,
so I heard that. I wanted to see that. Me being Jewish, so we had to go see a movie on Christmas.
Okay.
Because that's what you do when you're Jewish. Because you don't have anything else to do. You got to get the Chinese food the night before, and then you got to see a movie during Christmas Day.
Okay.
So that's just what you do. So we saw Knives Out, and it was really good.
Mm.
Like, obviously not going to spoil anything, but it was...
Yeah, we don't spoil on this pod. we just give an opinion, but if it was good, then...
Really well done, really really cool way of doing it all, too. Got different perspectives on all the different different ways of going,
Yeah, so. Absolutely. That's cool. I love movies, man. Like, Star Wars, terrible, but, like, other than that, I'm trying to think what else I watched. Yeah. I watched some new Netflix nonsense, like aliens, different dimensional stuff. I don't know.
Do you watch You?
No, everyone's asking me if I watch You. I've gotten that question from five different people in the past 2 days.
You gotta watch it.
It's really? So creepy, but so isn't well he
a
done.
Creep? The guy's a creep, right?
But I gotta tell you, season one and season two are they're very different.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
just how they portray the main character.
Yeah, he's a killer, right?
He makes it seem like it's not his fault. You're kind of rooting for him the whole time.
What do you mean? He puts his actions towards something else? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
there's a whole backstory to it. So, but
it's everyone's telling me to watch it, but I'm I'm trying to watch so many different things. Like I'm trying to watch shows with my girlfriend, and then I'm also trying to keep up with my other shows that I I binged a show over break with Paul Rudd where gets cloned.
Yeah,
it was weird, but I liked it. I liked it. Like, it's Paul Rudd, so I was laughing my ass off. But it was kind of serious too. It was kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
But other than that, Netflix is it's just a never ending hole of nonsense. So.
How about have you watched The Irishman?
No, not yet.
You didn't watch that yet?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I've actually heard a lot of mixed opinions about it. My mom did not like it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of older people aren't, they don't like the movie. Like, my grandparents, they didn't like the movie.
Yeah.
Because they don't think it's true. They don't think that they hired an Irishman, right?
To be a hitman.
A hitman.
I think it's cool. Like, it's true, right? It's a true story.
Yeah.
I like any kind of those mom movies, De Niro and Pacino, right?
Yeah. Like any Italian actor in the past 50 years was probably in that movie.
That's good. It sounds like my kind of movie.
Yeah,
Pacino. Who else? Ray Romano was in that too.
Ray Romano? Dude, that guy's funny as hell.
Let's see who's in it.
Everybody Loves Raymond literally is my family, so.
Robert De Niro. Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Pesci was in there?
Yeah. Sebastian Maniscalco had a little part in there.
Did I tell you I went to see him live?
Yeah, I want to go. I think I might be going
really
soon. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw him at Wells Fargo, and I was dying.
Love that,
man. His the beginning of his set is just so funny that he pretty much makes you laugh the whole way through. Yeah. I don't know, but he builds off the beginning. It's just
I think hysterical. I've listened to all his every single one of his.
Specials
on Apple Music or whatever, but
dude, he's hysterical.
They're crazy. You gotta go on YouTube and see the ones that
his old ones
even before he was became famous. Those are funny too.
There's
one about the Italian wedding.
Yeah,
which is hysterical.
There's the one about the the like someone rings the doorbell like back then versus now, where he's like, you know, like they welcome them in, you know, they give them like, you know, tasty cakes and, you know, offer them juice. And now, like, and then he like describes, like, now it's like, you know, someone rings the doorbell, my mom's like jumping behind the couch, she's like, who's there? Like, he's like, don't answer it. Don't answer it. No, oh, dude, his stuff is so funny. I think Italian people find him like a lot funnier because he relates to like so many like Italian funny. Things.
He has some good jokes too, because he's like the classic like Italian Catholic.
Right? Yeah, he is.
And then
he's
his
funny.
Wife's actually Jewish.
Yeah, she is.
So like,
yeah.
He has some funny comic strips about that.
Yeah, he talked about that like in his like. Comedy set, like how like his wife was Jewish and like he's like Italian, and just like the collaboration of the family and like his kids, like his children's parties were like this is like a big thing he talked about, and it was hysterical. Like
he's got a few specials on Netflix too.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, he's gotten bigger and bigger. Like he just gets bigger and bigger, which is cool. I like that.
It's awesome.
You said, what was your question? You had to ask me.
Yeah, I have a few questions. You know, being that you're a very avid Travis Scott fan.
I am. I went to the concert.
You went to the concert?
Yeah, I have a Travis dollar hanging in my room. And then this is the band. This one is the band when we snuck on the floor.
That's awesome.
Right there. So
snuck on the floor?
Yeah, you have no clue this story is like probably the craziest story ever. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So Jack and I, like, we had seats, and like we were sitting on our seats. We're like, why don't we just like walk around, like scope it out, like check out the place. You know, this is Wells Fargo, like, right? So, you know, we're sitting in the seats and we're like walking around, and then we like try to go down on the floor, and like, oh, you need a wristband to get on the floor. So we're like, all right, like whatever, right? So then we walk back up the stairs, and like we see these guys, and they literally look at Jack and me, like literally look, and they, you know, with their finger, they went like this, like did the fucking like come here thing, right? So like we're like, all right, this is sus. All right, but we're just going to check this out. So Jack and I go up to them and like, yeah, like, just show them this. Like, they'll let you, just show them. And then, like, we're like, okay. So we went up to the table and, you know, Jack showed his first, right? First, like, the Sixers dude from the floor, like, showed up. He's like, get me a wristband. Like, they gave him a wristband. Like, he was just, like, kind of, like, just chilling there. And then Jack goes first, and, like, they give him a wristband. And I was like, okay, like, I'm just going to. So I fake swiped the phone, and then I went back, and then I did that, and then they just gave me a wristband. So then, like, we were, like, the guys were, like, laughing over there. We're like, yo, you guys are awesome. So then, like, you know, we go down with our wristbands, and we're on the floor. And, you know, Travis is like, Jack, I'm losing Jack left and right. Like, we're moshing. Like, I'm, like, jamming to music. Like, these, like, freaking, like, hot, like, what are they called? Holograms, like, are appearing, like, all around me from, like, his set. And then, like, he's on the roller coaster singing Can't Say. And oh, dude, it was amazing. Like, one of the best experiences. And then we got cheesesteaks after. So, but go ahead.
Are you listen to his, like, short little album when he came out?
Jack Boys? Yeah. Absolutely.
You like it?
Yeah. I love it. I love it so
Christ
much.
Christ in the Room remix is pretty good.
Dude, Rosalie and Lil Baby, kill it. Deals and Traps?
Not too much, honestly, but I'm more of a classic rock kind of guy.
I was going to ask you, you seem like a classic rock guy. You're good. But, yeah, I mean, you're wearing a Beatles shirt right now, and, like, do you like the Peppers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good. That's, like, my, like, if I'm going to go to any, like, you know, rock, I just immediately go to the Peppers, and, like, I literally, by the way, that album is, like, top to bottom for me, like, my favorite thing to listen to, like, when I'm going to listen to, like, Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
My cat's named after the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so.
Really?
Yeah. It's funny.
Very interesting.
I'll tell you a quick little story about that. My mom went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, like, they knew there was a kitten outside, right? So, you know, they set up a little cage for the cat, hoping that they could catch the kitten. So they headed out with my mom and my stepdad, Alex. They went to the, you know, Peppers concert. And then, like, they got back and, you know, there's a little kitten in the cage. And then that became my cat, Pepper, after the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
saving
cool
cats over there.
Yeah, yeah. Most of my cats, we have gone from outside. I have, like, four cats now. Two of my dad's, two of my mom's. Three of them have been saved from outside. One of them we got from, a crazy cat lady place. It was very weird, but very eerie cat lady place. But it was, it's good. I love my cats, so.
Outside your house here, you have a shit ton of cats that just wander around too, right?
Yeah, so outside my house. I may have talked about this before, but outside my house, you know, we have the cat park. And that's for our neighbors, like two houses down. They run a cat park. And the cat park just consists of like all these cats they take care of and they feed them. But they just run around our street and, you know, we pet them and hang out with them and sometimes let them in our house. R.I.P. Roger, he was the best cat, but he's gone now. But
really?
Yeah, he died.
When?
I don't know. I asked Kang. I was like, what happened to Roger? Roger's a big white cat. If you follow me on Instagram, which most of you do, you've seen him in my cat collage. And like, I asked Kang, like, what happened? And he said, like, he passed away. And I was like, oh, man, that's so sad. Most of the cats that are good, like, usually get stolen or, like...
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, it's sad because, like, people want a cat and they just kind of, like, just take them. Like, that happened to, like, a couple cats that, like, we really liked. And then they just kind of leave and then they're gone and you're like, where'd they go? And then, like, someone took them.
Right.
Yeah, you can't really do much about it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did love... Not to, you know, I went on a very large tangent there, but I did love Jack Boys a lot.
Jack Boys, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a completely different genre of music, but have you ever heard of Talisk?
Oh.
No. What's Talisk?
Talisk.
So, Liam Callahan.
Yeah, I know Liam.
Total scrub.
Yeah. He's gonna listen and be like, oh, damn.
But, so, just kidding, brother.
he took me to the Philadelphia Folk Festival.
Okay.
And it's a lot of just, like, folk music.
Yeah, of course.
And there's this one band called Talisk, which is kind of like if Irish music tried to do some type of, like, EDM,
mm-hmm.
but it's no singing, it's just straight music, and it's a guitar, it's a violin, and then it's like an accordion kind of thing. I don't know.
Did you go too? Did you guys both go to the folk festival?
I was at the folk festival, but, we went to, where was it?
We saw them again at some, like, hole-in-the-wall kind of concert place. But I think it's literally, like,
really small venue in, like, right outside the city.
Yeah.
But it's, they slap, like.
Really? I thought you were going to lead up to, like, oh, they're, like, not good. But then you're, okay, no, I'm glad.
I mean, it's a totally different experience than going to, like, a Travis Scott concert. But
yeah,
like,
you're not going to be in a raging.
Yeah, no raging. But, like, but, I mean, to the people who, like, you know, love that music,
yeah.
It's definitely a rager for them.
I'm sure it gets packed, like, kind of like folk festivals like that, because folk is,
around,
yeah.
Like, it's like in the small venue that we ended up going to, like, the second time around when we saw them,
mm-hmm.
it was, like, all, like, wooden floors and shit like that, and everyone's, like, jumping on it, slamming on it, it's loud as hell. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
How do people, like, dance to folk music?
They just jump around and scream.
Jumping around.
it's just kind of like a banshee, like jumping around, screaming.
Like,
and shit.
It's the type of music where, like, you gotta chug through three beers and you just, like,
it's amazing.
Like a little mosh pit of themselves.
So it's kind of like a looser, like, once you get a looser,
yeah,
like, you know,
loose,
you're
yeah.
vibing to some folk.
Yeah, I remember
you're, like,
there was this one, like,
old, someone's
like,
jamming.
This older guy in front of me, and, like, he kept, like elbowing me. Like,
he was giving you the bows?
Yeah, dude, giving you the bows. Like,
how can you give bows at a folk concert?
I don't know. Like,
they're all vibing real hard, and, like, I know some people were definitely tripping too.
Oh, yeah, you had some hula hoop people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, you know, when I would go to concerts with my stepdad Alex, there'd just be, like, the hula hoopers, and, like,
yeah.
I'd be watching them, and I'd be like, they're just tripping their nuts off. So, like, no, that sounds like a really cool experience. Talisk? Talisk?
Yeah, Talisk.
Yeah.
Talisk?
They're good hype music, like, low key, though.
Do you listen to it before your beer league? You're like,
yeah,
let's listen
to
some freaking Talisk.
Beyond by Talisk.
Yeah,
Beyond by Talisk. It's a good one. There's no lyrics. It's just straight.
It's just straight music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight music.
So you said it's like guitar, accordion, and just kind of like rock out. They just rock out. You know Judah and the Lion?
Yeah.
They're folk rock. Like,
yeah.
They're pretty good. I like them a mm-hmm. lot. So, yeah, it's like the closest folk music I've listened to in my days, which is funny.
Yeah, most folk music's more just chill stuff. Like, even, I think, Passenger. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, I know Passenger.
Yeah, they're considered, or he's considered folk, too.
Yeah.
Just low-key kind of stuff, too. But like, these guys just come out of nowhere, and they, like, have some bops. Like,
yeah.
Dude, that's hysterical. I love that.
Yeah, Mike. But, so, you know, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, buddy.
Being that you got two hockey guys in the room here.
Yeah.
And you know, we usually get a lot of questions on how the game is played or like.
Okay.
You know.
Where are you going?
You have any? Do you have any questions that you need to be cleared up
about hockey? I mean,
sometimes the easy things, like sometimes, like, yeah, what's an icing or what's an offsides or
Well, offsides has to do with, like, the lines on the ice and, you know, being ahead of, yeah, you know, other people, right? It's not like soccer where, like, a certain person is, like, in front of the other people, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm not huge on hockey. Like, I'm a Flyers fan just because, like, Philadelphia, yeah, of course. I've only been to one hockey game, and it was probably one of the best games ever because, like, there was a fight. The Flyers won, like, 3-1.
You
like,
hit one up then.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go again because it was so much fun. I went with my dad, and like it was a blast because it was like my first game ever. We had really good seats. Like,
yeah,
it was super nice. Like, I loved it. Yeah, and like anytime the Flyers win, like, I get like amped up because I was like, and, like, you know. So let me ask you, like, I mean, all right, so what, like, position do you play? Is there, like, position?
So, I guess,
is there a wing? There's a wing,
yeah,
right?
There's a center, a right wing, a left wing. There's a right D, a left D, and then you have your goalie, right? So those are your starting six, but really, yeah, it's like your starting five because the goalie is always playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I usually, growing up, when I first started, I used to play left wing a lot.
Okay.
And then I transitioned back to D.
All right.
When I started playing for a travel team.
Yeah.
And then I transitioned again and started playing like left wing center.
Mm.
And now in the beer league that we're in, still playing forward. I like it a lot. You know, I feel like you get more action. You know, you're always chasing the puck.
Yeah. Don't you guys like score a lot in your beer league? I think the last game I went to, you guys both had like, one of you had like 3 goals, the other one had like 4 or something. I don't remember what the score of the game was, but I remember you guys just like were like tearing it up.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you were just scraping up the scrubble dudes,
right? We're excited to go back because, you know, with the break, they had a few games, but we weren't able to make it.
Oh, yeah.
When we left, our record was 5-1, and now we checked our record yesterday, and we're 5-5, so.
What? They lost every game you guys weren't playing? That's hysterical. Obviously, there's a reason for that.
So we need to get back. We need to score some more goals.
Yeah, you guys each need to score your, you know, 5-piece each in the game, so which is good. I just, like, don't watch hockey that much. Like, mm-hmm. I, it's not that I don't like it. I
love to go. How about this? Like, if you were a hockey player, right?
Yeah.
Do you see yourself being, like, you know, the playmaker, the enforcer, the goon?
Sniper?
Like,
what's the difference between a playmaker and a goon?
These are the questions that we get.
Like, what's the goon? Like,
okay,
what is that?
So first we'll talk about, like, what the playmaker is. So the playmaker is kind of the guy that sets up all the goals.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Goes around the side, you know.
That one makes sense.
Sets up the guy that's a sniper and just rips it.
Sniper's just like slap shot, like galore, right? They just like try to like pick a corner, slap it there, you know?
Yeah, dude. Playmaker's the guy that gets it to them. Then there's the, there's like the stay-at-home defenseman, the offensive defenseman, like all that kind of stuff. That's pretty self-explanatory. But then there's the goon.
Okay.
So the goon are basically these scrubs, fourth liners.
Okay.
That just like to hit people, can barely stand up on their skates, but they fight or they hit.
Like,
or
they get physical.
They, you know, they...
Not afraid to
you know, take a few punches and get a few.
Take on anything that comes their way.
Okay.
They stir some stuff up to...
So, like, does every team, like, have a designated goon?
Most teams do.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in the NHL. They must be setting, like, some sort of regulations because...
There's not much fighting anymore.
The fights aren't as they were, like...
I mean, you could go back to, like, the Broad Street Bully days and, mm-hmm. like, see, like, people literally get killed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'd probably be a playmaker. I'm not much of a fighter, so I don't really want to be a goon. but yeah, it'd be cool to play. I'm actually not bad at ice skating. I went recently when I was in Copenhagen, mm-hmm. in Denmark. I went, you know, ice skating, and like I was doing well. Like usually,
right. Like, I was, hey, we always need players. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm.
I can't
skate backwards. I can't do that.
All right, so you won't play defenseman.
Yeah, so I'll have to like be like chasing the puck. Maybe I can just be sniper. Like, give me a spot, and I'll just ram this goalie with pucks.
You'll be like Alex Ovechkin, stays right on top of the point. And
yeah,
rips him.
Yeah, I'll be an Ovechkin and just rip him at the goalie, and that'd be fun. I'll have a beer like put in my like mask or whatever you guys wear, and like I'll just stand in the same spot drinking my beer and. I'll hear from across the ice, Mike! I'm like, shit, like, let me get rid of this mirror, and I'll just get ready to just rip the puck at the net. So, yeah, that'd be good. But
that's like the best part about beer league, though, is like some of the guys, like, we have water bottles on the bench, but yeah, then there's also like beers on the bench that people just drink during the game, too.
I was gonna say, do you guys drink during the game?
Some people do. Like, but
do you not?
We don't.
I don't think I could do that, because we're on the ice a lot. So, the first time that we came back and I played my first game since literally high school, I puked in that first game because I was just not ready for that.
Yeah, because you just were unprepared for, like, I guess the game.
Hockey's some whole other kind of cardio.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I got tired from just, you know, skating in a circle. So, chasing pucks, you know.
I mean, back when we were playing travel, like, you have practice, like, 2-3 days a week, and then you have, like, two games. Mm-hmm. And with high school, made that, like, 3 or 4, but then you have games, like, two, three times a week or on the weekends.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it definitely keeps you in shape. But
yeah, we were probably both on the ice like 7 days a week in the all of it all.
I like that. That's cool. You're doing rugby now, though, right?
Yes, I'm playing rugby for Drexel.
Don't all of you guys play rugby except you?
Yeah, no. Everyone. I'm the photographer of the group. Yeah.
You just take photos of everyone?
Yeah, I was able to get out to a few of their games. I took some nice pics.
Yeah. Really?
For them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys all posted them on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're like the rugby crew now. I was like, no, I know all these rugby guys. I feel like part of the team.
Yeah, it's fun. As a spectator, it's cool to watch.
Yeah, it's a physical sport. It's freaking tough. Yeah. Like, you get hit hard sometimes and, like, you're like, ooh.
Yeah,
like, no pads, like, someone just, like, coming up to you, just, like, decking the shit out of you, like...
But, like, weirdly enough, it's, like, actually safer than football. Because, like, people actually tackle correctly.
Yeah, because, like, I think it's, like, almost, like, you have to tackle correctly, like...
Or else you go and you literally kill yourself. Because, like...
You'll hurt yourself more.
In football, people go head-on into people all the time. And in rugby, if you do head-on, you don't have a helmet that stops that. You just straight destroy your head.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what happened to Liam, like, freshman year, and that's why he had so many concussions. But he figured it all out.
Yeah, I feel like we're just giving a bad vibe to Liam on this podcast.
No, that's all right.
we just won't tell him to listen to it.
He's probably going to want to listen to it, I'm not going to lie. Like, he's got, like, two bros on this-ish, and, like, that's funny, though. Yeah, that's cool. Like, I've never really thought about playing rugby. I don't know. I'm just not my thing. Played football for a little quarterback, but... Other than that.
A little Carson Wentz action.
Yeah, my boy.
Except you don't get injured.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk about that.
can't blame a dirty hit, like, on him.
That's tough.
He didn't get suspended, though.
I know. I'm kind of mad about it. But, you know, I can't complain. It's already over with. It's in the past. Yeah. Put it behind us. The only thing I was just talking to, like, you know, my friend, you know, Jack and Matt, I was just saying, like, I'm going to miss the birds. Like, literally, I just love it. We went and tailgated. We went to the Lincoln tailgated.
Uh-huh. I saw that.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. It was so much fun. I met up with some high school people, like, just drinking some beers. What was going on?
You see, well, I'm a Giants fan, so.
I know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had a rough season, I got to say.
Struggle. You're on the struggle bus.
Hopefully Joe Judge could
They'll turn it around. I honestly was pretty, like, I thought Shermer, like, did not do a good job with the offense
I didn't think so either.
Like, I just think you need, like, someone who's going to...
I don't know.
And I think he lost the locker room, honestly, like, after, like, two terrible seasons.
I got to say, though, Daniel Jones...
He has a lot of potential. He's going to look good. But, yeah, like...
You never know.
Saquon looks good. I like his... counterpart, you know, Miles Sanders too.
Oh yeah,
like they're good. They're both really good.
They're really good.
I love that Penn State running back vibes, you know.
Yeah,
going out there just giving it all, it's cool.
What about Odell? Like,
oh, isn't he already trying to get out of Cleveland?
Everyone's talking about that. Like, I don't really know.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Would it be honestly? It'd be cool to see him on a different team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of those guys that signs like 1-year contracts with every team. Like,
yeah.
Does a nice 1-hand punch for every team. And then
I want to see him on the Niners. That'd be so cool. Yeah. Like he takes his career to the like freaking San Fran.
Like whenever I think of a player that goes into free agency, you know the Patriots are talking to him.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him.
Well, he's not a free agent, is he? Is he a free agent? No, because he got his huge contract with the Giants and then they traded him away.
For the Browns and all that, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's like a team chemistry thing or if he didn't get along with the coaches or
they fired
their coach, so like it definitely had to be like some reason, like, you know, you have such talent and you didn't make the playoffs, like they have a very talented team, mad, plus they're also like have team full of idiots as well. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I would like to see him and Juice, like, go somewhere, like, literally not with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, well, that's the Browns' problem, too, is they're always drafting people that are, like, supposed to be, like, diamond in the roughs kind of players. Like, they weren't... Baker Mayfield wasn't supposed to be first overall, was he?
No one really knew he was going to be first overall. Everyone thought it was going to be... Who was the other quarterbacks in that draft class? Oh, I don't really remember. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But, like, no one expected it to be him, but then it ended up being him. And, of course, like, the Browns, you know, pick a quarterback. They could have taken Baker in the, like, in the fourth pick, because I don't think anybody was going to take him. Yeah. And they could have taken, like, Saquon first. And then they'd be, like, even though Nick Chubb, like, is a freaking monster as well, like they could have had Saquon, Chubb, and Baker, and they still would have been so good. So, okay, that's fine. Do you have any other questions for me?
Any questions, Evan?
All right. I usually do something at the end of each of my podcasts, but first of all, you guys are fucking awesome. So
I think you did a good job too.
People are gonna listen to this and be like, "Oh, Michael's Lily talking about his podcast on his podcast," but that's okay. I do that sometimes. But I do a segment at the end where it's like your favorite Michael memory of me. I know we may not have a lot of memories, Evan, but
it's alright.
Favorite Michael memory.
Just it's a little fun little thing I do just for kicks, you know. Yeah. But
I feel like we have some good memories.
We do. We have some good ones.
There's one that always comes to mind because you know how like Snapchat has those.
Yeah, the memory, the videos, yeah.
So, like, I forget when it was, but I was a freshman. I remember that.
Yeah.
And we were going probably to some party or something.
Yeah.
And I remember we were walking, like, right behind Towers and Race, like, you know, right in between where mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A and all yeah, that stuff yeah. is. And I have this video on my phone. We were playing this song. It was, like, one of Kanye West's songs from The Life of Pablo album.
Oh, Love Life Pablo. Right? Pablo's amazing.
And I just, like, hold my phone up. I'm starting to take a video.
Yeah.
And, like, I was going to take a picture of me and Anthony. And then all of a sudden, you come running in screaming. And you're like, yo, boys.
Can you send me this video? Yeah, I love that. I want to see that.
Right,
yeah, please do. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one.
My memory probably is actually watching the hype video for this podcast.
Oh, really? You guys... Oh, my video? The one that you filmed?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, let's do another one.
We're going to do another one.
Yeah, we'll do another one. That'll be cool.
We did that one at Graffiti Pier.
Graffiti Pier was
cool. That was pretty dope.
It was unreal.
Isn't there some stuff going on with Graffiti Pier now, too?
Did you hear about it?
No, what happened?
I think they're gonna change it into, like, a more of a public... I don't know exactly.
Because it's a private... Like, you're not supposed to go back there.
You're not supposed to go, but I think they're gonna make it into something where, like...
They should put a bar back there. That's kind of sketchy. People are, like, going to fall in the water.
It's going to be, like, a public park now. Like, they're going to start opening up, like...
To people and stuff like that.
I
mean, like, it's one of the coolest, unknown areas.
I think it's more of, like, they're going to preserve, like, the graffiti. Like, they're going to make it, like, I don't remember what the article said, but, like, you're not going to be able to, like, do it, like, graffiti anymore, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want to keep it as, like...
They want to preserve everything that's there. Yeah. Okay.
People are worried it's going to, like, kind of ruin the whole vibe of it all, where you can just kind of go there and graffiti whatever you want all the time, too. So we'll see how that ends up turning out.
Yeah. All right. Dude, absolutely. Let's make a video. You guys can be in it. I love when people are in it. Yeah, let's do it. All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. You know, this was fun. I always love having people on. If you want to come on, you know, reach out to anybody. If you know these guys, you can reach out to them. They'll reach out to me. You know, I'm a message man. I love my man of the people. You know that.
Hold on a second. Let me say something.
Go ahead.
To the audience.
Go ahead. Talk to the audience. Tell them something.
Grazie per averci ascoltato al podcast di Michele De Angelis, il terzo. Eh sì, dai, è stato un bel tempo. Buona giornata a tutti. Grazie.
Oh, sexy. What is that? What does that mean? What did you say? So I'm not fluent. I wish I was, but...
So, you know, I just basically said thanks for listening to Michael De Angelis, Thirds podcast.
Yeah, hell yeah. MD3, baby.
MD3.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everyone has a great day.
Yeah. Thank you, man. They'll love that. My audience loves that shit. So they feed off it. So, all right. Thank you guys again for coming on. Like I said, if you guys want to come on the pod, you guys want to do a little walking and talking, you know who to reach out to. Boy, MD3, Michael D'Angelo III. Just want to say I love you all so much, and it's good to be back. Hope you guys have a great day. See you later. Guys, you guys can say goodbye as well.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. I hope everyone has a nice time listening to this podcast. I hope we brought a lot of content and, you know, made you laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, catch you later. Catch you on the flip.